Some puzzled faces have greeted my question, what's the basic difference between a symphony and a concerto? Composer Peter Tchaikovsky here takes a symphonic work and adds a grand pianist. And that's the basic definition of a concerto, that dramatic triangle of soloist and orchestra and conductor. Tchaikovsky's famous concertos for piano and then for violin were first thought to be impossible, unplayable. So concertos, often testing the limits of the musical forces, soar to the classical pinnacle of concert hall excitement. Tchaikovsky's younger friend Sergei Rachmaninoff knew this full well and would showcase his own superb piano artistry. For his final concerto work, especially virtuosic and thrilling, Rachmaninoff harks back a century to a catchy melody by that legendary devilish violinist Niccolo Paganini. Rachmaninoff creates a splendid cascade of 24 variations for piano and orchestra. That's pianist David Korovar, chair of the keyboard department at the University of Colorado Boulder. David, thanks for letting us sit alongside on your piano bench. What makes this concerto piece, Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, a great work of art?
Well, the tune is one that a lot of people already know, and then Rachmaninoff has so much fun with that tune. He gives it to you in so many different forms, and there's even one really, really famous schmaltzy variation that everybody goes out of the theater humming.
And we'll get to that for sure. Well, after that tuneful Paganini theme, how about one of Rachmaninoff's musical signatures, his use of the medieval Day of Wrath melody, which is a symbol of the devil here, and I guess it bedevils some pianists when it's transformed as well. So Rachmaninoff said he himself needed extra practice for some of these thorny variations. David, is there one that makes you really grimace?
There's the one that everybody would pull out. It begins with a very long and very virtuosic piano solo. And this is immediately after you've been playing very loud chords for 45 seconds or so. So your hands are a little tired from playing all the loud chords. And you've got to play this very delicate, transparent, really fast passage work.
This is a colossal half-hour tour de force for a pianist.
The scariest thing, one has to be very polished with this piece because it's a bit of a public tightrope walk.
Indeed. Variation 18 has become that very famous hyper-romantic cliché, yet is glorious, and is actually the inversion of the original Paganini theme, a brilliant touch. David Korovar, please play the opening, and then I'll merge you into Rachmaninoff's very own 1934 recording.
All right, which I don't remember exactly what tempo he does, so hopefully you'll be able to do it.
David, would you comment about what Rachmaninoff does for the very finale?
His typical ending is very loud, and there's a lot of racket going on, and then you've got to play a little joking tagline to all this rather serious buildup that's happened before it, and then suddenly it's interrupted with this little joking reference to the Paganini theme.
This was the last work Rachmaninoff performed in public in 1943, just a few weeks before his death. David, if you will start the very finale, and then let's hear the concerto swan song of Rachmaninoff's with the composer at the piano. Soon to conduct this showpiece is Maestro Wes Kenny.
What we measure greatness with is not the components, but that the whole will exceed the sum of the parts. So there's something that is very, very special about this piece. When I'm sitting in an audience watching this piece performed, I'm sitting on the edge of my chair.
Well, Wes Kenny will lead the Fort Collins Symphony this weekend with pianist David Korovar, whose late teacher, Earl Wild, was an acquaintance of Rachmaninoff. For KUNC, I'm Peter Johnson.